Back in Washington, the Bush administration faces an important decision about how to deal with the ongoing insurgencies in Fallujah and the southern city of Najaf. The U.S. plans a transfer of power to a new Iraqi government in just more than 2 months. The outcome of these standoffs could determine just how smooth that process will be. Joining us to talk about how this and other events figure in the presidential campaign is Slate political writer Chris Sullentrop. Chris, welcome back to Day to Day.
Good to be here.
And what are the political considerations the White House is making as it decides whether the U.S. will launch an offensive against Fallujah?
Well, anytime American soldiers are put in danger, there are obviously political considerations. But I'd say the decision here is really being based on not international politics, but international considerations, how Arabs and what we call the, you know, the Arab street would react to an offensive on Fallujah. Domestically, I think what we're finding out is the president has a whole lot of power to control the storyline and how Americans view Iraq.
Democrat John Kerry has blasted the Bush administration for enforcing a policy that doesn't allow the media to photograph the coffins of service members that are being returned from Iraq. This was quite a big story last week. Is it the kind of thing that will last?
I doubt it. I mean, this is sort of a proxy issue for support of the Iraq war generally. I mean, opponents want the pictures of the dead and dying to be shown because they say this is the effect of war and people should be allowed to see it. And supporters tend to say this is disrespectful to the families and the troops. But it's really a proxy issue for what the real issue is, the war in Iraq.
Let me ask you about a social issue that got a lot of people out to Washington over the weekend. Hundreds of thousands of them marching for abortion rights on the Mall. Many of the protesters say the Bush administration's whittling away at abortion rights. Is this going to again become an issue that people care about and are passionate about and vote about?
Well, yes and no. The size of the crowd showed that, you know, how large, unified, and vocal the opposition to the president is on this issue, as it is on a wide range of issues. But, I mean, abortion is one of those things that the extremes really care about and that the great middle, the swing voters, want to kind of sweep under the rug. One interesting thing you're seeing is that liberal Catholics and liberal Christians are starting to fight back in the way that the rest of the left has started to kind of rouse themselves. But I'm curious to see if liberal Christians are going to sort of rise up the way that the rest of the what we're calling the angry left has this year.
Let me ask another John Kerry question. This is about an anti-Vietnam War rally, a protest rally 33 years ago. Back then, as a protest against the war, veterans threw their ribbons at the Capitol building. John Kerry was among them. He said he threw service ribbons, but not combat medals. ABC News now has a videotape of an old TV show in which he seems to imply that he also threw away his bronze and silver stars. Is this going to be a controversy about Senator Kerry's conduct?
Well, it reinforces the Bush storyline about Kerry, that he's an opportunistic waffler that you can't trust. And it's an issue that's dogged Kerry throughout his entire political career. The interesting thing about this election so far has been that it's not going so far the way that a typical election with an incumbent president goes. Usually, this kind of election is a referendum on the incumbent. Do we like him or do we not? Do we want to get rid of him or do we want to keep him? But the polls are showing right now that there are enough people that don't want to reelect Bush. His reelect number is below 50%. But people aren't sure enough yet about John Kerry. And this is one of those issues, I think, and one of the reasons that people aren't quite sure about him yet. And it's shaping up really to be a referendum about the challenger. Is he an acceptable alternative to the guy we already have?
Opinion and analysis from Chris Sullentrop. He writes the On the Trail column for Slate. Chris, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.